Good morning, everybody. This is Little Nugster here. I'm a little late on this one. Usually I record my episode around like Wednesday night into Thursday morning, but I work third shift and I'm just getting really tired, and this past Wednesday I ended up having to work during the afternoon hours, and then by the time I got home I was really tired, and I basically slept. I just woke up. I basically slept a little, pretty much almost the whole day on Thursday, so I haven't gotten a chance to record yet. We're going to change things up a little bit. After this episode, I will actually be starting to record my podcasts on, I'm going to try to do it on Mondays. Because what I'm going to do is, instead of starting with NXT, I'm going to basically start it off with Raw. And then I'm going to do NXT and then Friday Night SmackDown. Just because I think it might be a little better for me that way. So, like I said, I'm going to just try it out. And we'll see how it goes. But we had a pretty decent week. I'm going to start off with NXT as usual. Undisputed Era ended up coming out. And Adam Cole talks about his match with Tommaso Ciampa. That I believe he had at and then Velveteen Dream appears on the Titantron, and Strong gets pissed off about it because lately he's been kind of been disrespectful to Roderick Strong's family. So they kind of went at it. Hold on, I'm making sure. Do I have the right notes here? Yeah, I do. All right. So I'm going to continue on here. Undisputed Era came out. Adam Cole talked about his match against Ciampa, I believe, at TakeOver Portland. And then Velveteen Dream appeared on the Titantron, and Strong gets pretty upset because of the past few weeks. Velveteen Dream ended up disrespecting his family. So then after that, we had a match with Leo Rush and Jordan Devlin. I thought that was a pretty good match. Jordan Devlin ended up taking the win in that one. And then after that, the camera went to the back, and I forget who it was, but somebody did a little interview with William Regal, who is the GM of NXT. And he announces that Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox will fight in 2 weeks in a steel cage match. I think that's going to be pretty good. They had their street fight at TakeOver Portland, and I thought that was a pretty good match. So we will see what they do in a steel cage. Then we had Austin Theory come out. I don't really know exactly who he was supposed to fight, but pretty much after he came out, Tommaso Ciampa ended up coming out and was talking about Johnny Gargano, because as we all know, after the match between Adam Cole and Tommaso Ciampa at TakeOver Portland, I believe we saw a Johnny Gargano heel turn where he ended up coming out and trying to take away the NXT title that Tommaso was looking at, and he ended up hitting Ciampa in the head. So he was getting a little upset after that. And then while he was talking, he happened to notice Austin Theory tried to get in the way, and then he ended up attacking Austin Theory outside the ring and throwing him against the barricades like 8 times, maybe even more than that. Okay, so after that, we had, we had a tag team match. It was with Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. It's no surprise here. Grizzled Young Veterans ended up taking the win. I don't remember much about this match. I do know that the Grizzled Young Veterans are pretty talented. So they took the win. And Broserweights come out after that match. Talk about how they became the NXT Tag Team Champions from TakeOver Portland, from beating the Undisputed Era. Then I guess they were having a match. They ended up having a match against Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan. I believe they're from NXT UK, but I'm not sure if they're part of the NXT roster. I know they're from NXT UK, but maybe they switch back and forth every once in a while. But Broserweights ended up winning. Then shortly after that, or sometime after that, we had Keith Lee coming out, and he ended up having a match with, I don't even know who the heck this is, Kona Reeves. But it didn't really matter, because Keith Lee ended up winning the match in like 5 seconds or less. And then pretty much after that match, we saw Dominik Dijakovic come out talking about, their match at TakeOver Portland. And I believe Dijakovic was saying how that we're not done here and stuff like that. And then in the meantime, the crowd was chanting "Fight Forever." So, they both heard it. They both heard the chant. And then Keith Lee basically told him to talk it over with Regal, and maybe we will end up fighting forever. Something like that. I really like these two. I've liked these two since NXT debuted on the USA Network. These two really have good chemistry together. So, no matter if they're tagging with each other or if they're facing each other, I think it's going to be a great match. We had a match after that with Caden Carter and Chelsea Green. If I remember correctly, Chelsea Green ended up winning that match. Chelsea Green's hot, man. I believe she is girlfriend of Zack Ryder. But yeah, Chelsea Green's hot, man. Zack Ryder's a lucky dude. And shortly after that, we had the main event, which was Velveteen Dream versus Roderick Strong. I didn't write much about the match, but I just wrote down who won, and it ended up being Velveteen Dream. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention was that I've been listening to a whole bunch of other podcasts, and one of them was the Busted Open podcast with Bully Ray and Dave LaGreca. And I remember in one particular episode I was listening to where they were talking about Velveteen Dream and the way he's been acting since he came back from injury. And it almost kind of seems like Velveteen Dream is being a little bit of a heel. I know when before he got injured, he was pretty much a babyface. And then, you know, Undisputed Era took him out before Survivor Series and he ended up getting injured. But ever since Velveteen Dream came back, to me, it kind of feels like he's going towards the heel route. Kind of, you know, being a little bit of a dick here and there. Making fun of his family and Roderick Strong's family. Kind of disrespecting them a little bit. You know, to me, that's a little bit of a heel in that. So maybe they might, I'm not sure what they're going to be doing. I don't know if they're going to be continuing to keep Velveteen Dream as like a heel slash babyface. I don't really know, but I think they should kind of switch it around and start turning the Undisputed Era into a babyface. And then that way, you know, Strong can be a babyface, and then Velveteen Dream can be a heel. I think that would make a little bit more sense, because if somebody was doing that to my family, I would be pretty upset. I would pretty much do the same thing and try to get people behind my back and not Velveteen Dream's. But that's NXT. I didn't write much for SmackDown. I wrote two things, and these are the two things I wrote. I wrote the Bella Twins. Well, first of all, I remember the Bella Twins being guests on the Moment of Bliss, and so I guess they came out, and Alexa Bliss ended up announcing that the Bella Twins are your next inductees for the Hall of Fame, which I think that's pretty cool. You know, the Bella Twins have done a lot pretty much throughout WWE. Even outside of WWE, they have, you know, their own clothing line, they have their own wine, you know, Birdie B, Bella Radici, you know, they're doing really well. So I think it's pretty much I think it's a good thing. You know, I'm glad the Bella Twins are inducted into the Hall of Fame. And the second thing I wrote down was Goldberg spearing the Fiend. Kind of setting up for their match at Super Showdown, which we will end up getting to. I will add Super Showdown to this. I'm going to try to hurry up here because I'm usually timed recording this match, so I'm hoping to get to Super Showdown. All right. So Monday Night Raw. We got Monday Night Raw opened up with Randy Orton once again. Talked about the events that happened for the past 2 weeks. And he starts apologizing more like he did last time. And then Kevin Owens comes out. Confronts Randy Orton. Talks about, you know, that he's been a really big fan of Edge and was really crushed when Edge had his retirement speech, stuff like that. And then, you know, things got a little heated and Kevin Owens offered him a match. Offered, you know, Randy Orton a match. And then typical Randy Orton being like, you really want this match? You want a match with me? And then he just kind of went like, not right now. And then he went out of the ring. So then, after that, we had a match between Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. Apparently these two were cousins. At first, I kind of thought that Angel Garza kind of looked like Andrade in a way, but apparently these two were cousins. So thought that was a pretty good match. Angel Garza ended up winning, unfortunately. Then after that, we got Lesnar coming out, and Paul Heyman cuts a promo, basically talking about the match at Super Showdown against Ricochet. And then we had Eric Rowan versus Aleister Black. Thought that was a decent match. And Aleister Black ended up winning that match. Then after that, we had an interview with Drew McIntyre. And basically, Drew McIntyre was talking about his life and how he's changed and matured since since he was last on WWE. When he debuted in WWE, Vince McMahon basically put him as the chosen one and said that he was going to be a future champion, and he never really got that chance, honestly. It kind of sucks because I really liked him then. I mean, I like him. I really like him now. I was actually glad to see him back. Because I thought he was really good. But yeah, he ended up getting involved in a trio with Heath Slater and Jinder Mahal, known as the 3MB. You know, a three-man band, and that was kind of a little, it kind of sucked seeing him in something like that, but then I guess, fortunately, he ended up getting, released, and then, talking about when he came back in NXT, and then shortly after that, he became the NXT champion and got injured and lost the title. And then he ended up debuting on Monday Night Raw, being a partner of Dolph Ziggler. So, yeah, he was just talking about that. And I really think he's going to be the one to beat Brock Lesnar. I think now is his time. And he's been kicking ass like always. So, I'm hoping Drew McIntyre pulls this off. Alright, so we had R-Truth coming out. I guess he was going to have his little Truth TV episode, and his apparent guests were Bobby Lashley and Lana. But unfortunately, when they came out, Lana being Lana and being loud as always, and I don't know what's going on with her, but she ended up saying that she doesn't, you know, they don't care about his stupid show, and he's out here because there was a scheduled match between you and Lashley. So that's what ended up happening. Lashley ended up getting a match between R-Truth and Bobby Lashley won. Okay. So, after that, we had a contract signing for the women's chamber match. For the Raw women's chamber match. It was Liv Morgan, Natalia, Asuka, Sarah Logan, and Ruby Riott. Shayna Baszler is involved in the match, but for some reason she didn't come out until after everybody else signed the contract. And then kind of went face to face with Natalia. And then Asuka got in the way of that. And then there was this whole brawl. Okay, so after that, we ended up getting a match with Angelo Dawkins and Murphy, which ended in a disqualification. And then we had another match, which turned out to be a really good match. And it was Montez Ford versus Seth Rollins. Unfortunately, Rollins ended up winning. But like I said, I thought it was a really great match. I'd like to see them two go against each other again. And then lastly, we had Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. It was alright. I guess there was a little screw job. You know, whenever they're in Canada, it seems like there's always a little screw job. I wrote down in this particular thing, I wrote down Winnipeg screw job. Because by the end of the match, Randy Orton covered Owens and the ref did a fast count. And obviously, you know, we're like, what the hell was that? And it turned out the ref was kind of involved with the Monday Night Messiah, had a Monday Night Messiah shirt on. Excuse me. That was Monday Night Raw. That was a little bit, that was a little quick. But, alright. We're gonna get to, Super Showdown. So, Super Showdown was Thursday night. Alright. Let's see what we got on my list here. I don't remember the exact order. But the first match ended up being the gauntlet match for the to wait I think it's called that. To Wait Trophy. The contenders of this match was Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio, Andrade, AJ Styles, R-Truth, Bobby Lashley, and Eric Rowan. I forget the order that they came out, but, you know, basically a gauntlet match is, you know, two people start, and whoever wins that match continues on to the next match until there's a winner. So, I thought that was a pretty decent match. R-Truth basically, R-Truth basically lasted, I believe, 3 or 4 times. I think so, yeah. And, I remember particularly where, I guess, R-Truth pinned, Bobby Lashley. And I guess Lashley getting upset and started attacking R-Truth. And then I think Eric Rowan came out after that and kind of attacked R-Truth. And then, surprisingly, R-Truth won that one. And I think then Andrade came out after that, did the same thing. I think he beat Andrade too. I don't remember. But AJ Styles came out and he ended up beating R-Truth. So then, Rey Mysterio was supposed to be next. He was supposed to be the last one. So then his music started twice. You know, his Rey Mysterio's intro music came on twice and he didn't come out. So then the camera kind of panned to backstage where it looked like Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows kind of beat up Rey Mysterio to where he couldn't be in the match. So then AJ Styles grabbed the microphone and basically was saying how that he ended up, you know, due to a forfeit, he ended up winning. And was basically begging for the trophy. So then the camera kind of went backstage again. And then you saw, I think you saw Anderson get thrown into the camera. Into the camera on the floor by somebody. And then the same thing happened to Luke Gallows. Or it was either the camera, you saw like one person down and then you saw the other one getting thrown over there. And then you ended up seeing somebody walk across the camera, but they didn't show the face, they just showed the feet. And you saw black boots and a black coat. And you know what that means? That means that the Undertaker had something to do with it. So, Undertaker ended up coming out, and I guess he was part of the match. I guess he ended up replacing Rey Mysterio, and he ended up replacing Rey Mysterio, got involved in the match, chokeslammed AJ Styles, and Undertaker is your winner for the gauntlet match. I thought that was pretty cool. That kind of sets up probably a match between them two at WrestleMania. Alright. So, next match is Steel Cage. That had Roman Reigns and King Corbin. And it was in a steel cage match. Thought it was an okay match. I'm hoping this is the last time we see this match. I'm hoping. I really want this match over with. It seems like they've been going at each other for like half a year. Or maybe a little over. Maybe a year. I don't really know. But I think it's really time we stop seeing these two together in a match. I really want, you know, Roman Reigns to go against somebody else. And then I want, what I actually would love to see or like to see is King Corbin going after a title. And the title I would like to see him go after is Intercontinental Championship. So I think we should start seeing a King Corbin versus Braun Strowman rivalry instead of this Roman Reigns and King Corbin thing. So they had their match. Roman Reigns ended up winning. Like I said, I thought it was an okay match. Not much happened. You know, it's a steel cage, so not much really can happen. Then we had a women's match. And it was actually the first time a championship match was at this pay-per-view. Excuse me. It was Naomi versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley ended up winning. She ended up winning by a pin. And after that, we had New Day versus Miz and Morrison. And I was kind of thinking about this match pretty much after it happened. Unfortunately, I ended up predicting that the New Day would win with Big E pinning Morrison. But unfortunately, New Day lost. Miz and Morrison are your SmackDown Tag Team Champions. When that happened, I wasn't expecting them to win it at this event. I was kind of hoping the New Day would win and maybe get involved in a match either at Elimination Chamber or WrestleMania, where there'd probably be, you know, either a ladder match or something for the tag titles, or a fatal four-way for the tag titles, but something like that, where maybe Miz and Morrison would win the title, would win the titles at WrestleMania instead of it being at Super Showdown. But after that, we had another match. It was Rollins and Murphy versus the Street Profits, and that was for the Raw Tag Team Championships. I ended up predicting Murphy pinning Montez Ford. I don't remember. I forget who pinned who. But Rollins and Murphy ended up winning that match. So then we had a couple added matches here. We had Angel Garza versus Humberto Carrillo. I thought that was a pretty decent match. It was kind of like a repeat match of Monday Night Raw. Angel Garza ended up winning. And then in the pre-show we had Viking Raiders versus Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Anderson and Gallows ended up taking the win. And then we had the hometown favorite, Mansoor versus Dolph Ziggler. And no surprise here, Mansoor took the win. You know, I believe this is his second time involved in a match in Saudi Arabia. I think the first time he was involved in a battle royal, maybe it was the greatest Royal Rumble. I'm not really sure, but I believe he was involved in something like that, and he ended up winning. But the next match was Brock Lesnar versus Ricochet, and it was kind of like a squash match. Brock Lesnar ended up winning by pinfall. So Brock Lesnar is still your WWE Raw WWE champion. So then, alright, last match. We had Goldberg versus The Fiend. My thoughts about this match, or leading up to this match, was basically, I was kind of basing it on WrestleMania. Like, which would you rather have? Would you rather have Roman Reigns The Fiend versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? Or would you rather have Goldberg versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in like a spear versus spear match, which I don't really care about those gimmick matches. The way I thought about it was, I don't know, because I've been ever since, all right, I'm just going to get to it. Goldberg ended up winning the title. He beat The Fiend. Goldberg is your new champion. But here's what I'm gonna say. I don't really understand why people, I mean, in a way I do understand, because you have a part-timer beating a full-time person. Which, yeah, I get that. But I mean, come on, you gotta have an open mind here. Like, think about it. In my opinion, I think we would have the same reaction to if Roman Reigns ended up beating The Fiend at WrestleMania. You know, I kind of think there'd be the same reaction as you got. I mean, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't get the same reaction. Maybe you'd actually get a big reaction from Roman Reigns beating The Fiend. But at the same time, everybody likes The Fiend. He's like a baby face heel. You know, we all like The Fiend. But I don't think this hurts The Fiend character at all. You know, a whole bunch of people are pissed off because Goldberg being a part-time wrestler ended up beating The Fiend. I mean, yeah, I get that, but you gotta have an open mind here, man. You gotta. I think it's better this way. I see it as Goldberg beating The Fiend. Okay? You heard the reaction. You saw the backlash. So now, instead of complaining about it, do your job as a WWE fan. I mean, yeah, you can complain all you want on social media, yada, yada, yada. Go to SmackDown. When Goldberg comes out, boo him. That's all you gotta do. Boo him. Make Goldberg the heel in this situation. stopped saying that, you know, I'm done with WWE and being like The Fiend is dead because of this. No, you're just pissed off. But at the same time, use that upsetness and boo Goldberg. Make Goldberg the heel that he should be. Make Goldberg have this heel heat because he beat The Fiend. So then, come Elimination Chamber, we have the match, you know, the chamber match that Roman Reigns is in. And whoever wins that match is the number one contender for the SmackDown title. So, you wait until Elimination Chamber. Roman Reigns wins. He gets the babyface, you know, momentum. So then you take that to WrestleMania. You need to have a heel versus babyface match. You can't have a heel babyface versus a babyface match. I think it works a lot more better this way than having The Fiend versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Because I kind of think there would be the same reaction, if not a little different. But I just think people need to just relax. You know, everybody is so sensitive about what goes on in the WWE. You know, if you don't like what's going on, go watch other promotions. Stop watching WWE and go to AEW, go to freaking Ring of Honor or TNA or whatever promotion that you like better than WWE. Because I'm sick and tired of everybody complaining about the WWE. If you don't fucking like it, go watch another goddamn promotion. And I've been a fan of WWE when it was WWF, probably in like the late 90s, early 2000s. It's still entertaining to me. I still like it. If you don't like it, go watch something else. Stop watching WWE if you don't fucking like it. Because I'm sick and tired of people complaining about it. Alright. So enough about this. Like I said. I'm going to change things up a little bit. I'm going to start recording my episodes on Monday. I don't know exactly what time, but I'm going to start recording them on Monday. And from now on, I'm going to start off with Monday Night Raw. And then I'm going to talk about NXT after that. And then Friday Night SmackDown. I don't know. I'm just going to try it out just to see if it worked better that way. So, probably tomorrow, I'm hoping to have another episode. If not tomorrow, then, it should be tomorrow because I already have stuff written down for NXT. For NXT. So, I mean, maybe, actually, what I might do is I might wait until next Monday to do it. I might wait until next Monday, but, we'll see. All right. So, thank you guys for tuning in. And this is episode, I believe, number 8 this time. So make sure you follow me or subscribe to my podcast on Spotify. It's Lil Nugs Podcast. It's L-I-L space N-U-G apostrophe S and then podcast. Excuse me, sorry. Yeah, my podcast is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. I believe it's available on other platforms, but I don't remember the rest of them. But I do know that it's available on Google Podcasts. So thank you for listening, and hopefully you guys continue to listen to what I have to say. So take care, guys. Have a good one.